This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
And I'm Tom again. Anyways, keep going back and forth for an hour.
It'd be like the opening credits to Perfect Strangers where Balky just keeps going around in that revolving door.
Yeah. And trying to one-up. Whenever I approach a revolving door, that's always my urge.
Yeah.
At least go around one extra time. And pretend like when you're outside, you think that's the inside of the building.
Oh, that's a good one. I never took it to its logical conclusion like that.
That's what I always thought Balky was doing, like, because he kind of like looks like, wow.
Perfect Strangers was a sitcom in the late 80s, early 90s. Balky was a perfect
sitcom, some might say.
You have been watching a lot of Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, you know what? You've been watching it. You've been telling me about it. I need to get back in.
Good physical comedy, some really good wordplay.
Yeah. Slapstick is so absent from sitcoms nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't see sitcoms that often.
But I mean, even like the last 20 years, like what's a good sitcom with slapstick in it?
Yeah, that's true. They only do the Always Sunny style where like it's like horrific getting hurt, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
I want to see just like somebody falling down the stairs and not catastrophically.
Yeah, I just want to see somebody hold out a fist telling a guy to hit it. And then it comes around like a windmill and pops that guy in the pot.
Yeah,
on the top of that.
I just want to see somebody tighten a vice grip on somebody's head.
Ooh. Boy, doing a Three Stooges eye poke to somebody would really be that's assault.
Yeah, you could actually do damage. You could poke their eyes out.
You could blind somebody with that. Yeah. Unless you know the trick, which is to put your hand in between your eyes to thwart that eye poke.
Yeah, but that only
you
works.
You better hope that person doesn't have very long fingers.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You have to be of comparable size. If you're a child, for example, and an adult tries to Three Stooges eye poke your eyes out, doing that's not going to do anything.
Yeah. I do think slapstick is a bad example for kids.
Oh, 100%.
Because, like, all the time, like, I really perfected falling down the stairs. Yeah. Even the thing that Balky does in Perfect Strangers in the revolving door, when you said, like, you wanted to wind up outside again and pretend that you thought you were inside, by the time I got there, one of my parents was like, "God damn it, Tim."
You know, well, like, revolving doors are very dangerous.
They're dangerous, especially if you're in there. Like, I was probably 6 or 7, and I wanted to do the Balky thing. But, like, a 6 or 7-year-old gets caught in those doors.
Yeah, slice an arm off.
Pop like a grape. Imagine seeing some 6-year-old's head explode in a revolving door.
While he's doing a Balky.
Jesus. Never forgive yourself as a parent.
Yeah. Like, I should have told that boy not to be so ridiculous.
Yeah. Tom, I'm stressed right now.
Yeah. I was about to ask how your week was going to segue into you saying you had something to talk about, but
you
can just start talking like it's a therapy session.
Well, no, I just want you to know that I'm going to be like maybe a little off my game this episode.
Probably wouldn't notice.
Well, you revere me. I can do no wrong in your eyes. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sure. That's what that means.
Anything I do, you're just like, "God damn it, how does he do it?"
Right. Yeah, I'm not just sitting here thinking, when is he going to be done talking so it's my turn to talk?
I'm getting on a flight in less than 12 hours, Tom.
Okay.
And I'm flying
across.
So
there's going to have to be a short episode.
Yes. As people know, we record for, you know, sometimes 24 hours straight and then cut it down to 57, right. 58 minutes. I've done no prep. Like, I'm not packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was only right before I got here that I rented a car.
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to talk to you about, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Convertible or not?
Not convertible. That was, well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much it costs to rent a car?
It varies wildly, but in a lot of places, it's a lot less expensive than you would think.
Yeah, but like renting a car,
mm-hmm.
I would believe you if you were like, I don't know, car rental is like $15 a day.
Yeah.
And if you were just like, car rental is like $270 a day.
Yeah.
Like either way, I'd be like, yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah, either way, it makes sense.
I've rented many a car in my day.
You're like, yeah, I guess a car is like at least $20,000, so I don't know how that would break down
over
day to
a year.
Day.
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. That makes sense. But, I've rented so many cars, and I never know if I'm getting a good price or not.
How much is, so you rented a car, you're going to LA. We're actually both going to be away before the episode after this one comes out.
Yeah. That's a very interesting fact. So not before this episode.
No, okay. No. But between this episode and the next one, you'll be in LA, and then pretty much is like, I think before you get back, I'm going to Las Vegas.
Two planes in the night passing.
Yeah, just a couple of high-class businessmen with business on the West Coast.
You're going to Los Angeles for some sort of sex tourism?
No, it's not sex tourism, Tim.
You're...
At least I'm not going to L.A. because some man promised to make me famous.
Are you down to your last $1,000 and you think, this is the only way you can
down
turn
to my
it all
last
around?
$50, Tim. I wish I had if I had $1,000, I wouldn't have to go to Vegas.
Well, how are you getting to Vegas on $50 and still having enough to put all to bet all
taking
on?
Taking a Greyhound.
Red? Oh, man. A Greyhound in New York City to Vegas is probably the worst bus to be on.
I'd be surprised if they had direct. I mean, maybe they do and it stops in a bunch of places along the way and it ends in Vegas.
But I guess why wouldn't you just go to Atlantic City?
Yeah. They're both equally depressing. So I'm going there for a conference and I booked my room in the hotel next to where the conference is, thinking like, yeah, that's fine.
The Bellagio?
It's not the Bellagio. And then I read a thing where they were like, you can't, even though they're next door to each other, you can't walk from one to the other because you'll be robbed 10 times before you get there.
My God.
They were just like, no, it's like, I think it's actually, even though they're next to each
other. Become of the Bellagio.
I think even though they're next to each other, you forget, or I forget, that like casinos are gigantic.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, they're next to each other, but each of these buildings is like three city blocks long. And it, you know, the 50 yards in between them is apparently like a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Sounds like a great place, this Las Vegas. I don't ever want to go to Las Vegas.
Oh, well, I was going to invite you at the end of the episode.
Too many flashing lights and bells.
Anyway, what were you talking about? Oh, just that your
yeah. Oh, so I rented a car. Ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
That's, Friday.
Oh, that's a great day to have a car.
Yeah. In Los Angeles too.
In
where
Los
I hear,
Angeles, they say Friday's car day.
Yeah, and hey, you know what else they say is car day? Every other dang day of the weekend.
Yeah, if you let them finish, that's what the rest of what they say.
They're just like, hey, it's car culture. I got myself a muscle car.
nice.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You plan on spending most of your trip parked outside a Checkers with the hood up. Showing off
Checkers,
your muscle
Tom,
car.
It's probably Rally out there.
You're 100% right. Boy, I'd be picked out as a tourist in no
Jesus,
time.
Spot you a mile away. And then giving it back on Sunday morning. You okay. know, just the way that I usually give in the collection plate.
Oh, you're going to give the car to the church?
No, I'm going
to
give it back to Hertz. Okay, and I went name brand.
Good luck finding a church in Los Angeles. The place is godless.
It is. I mean, except for the Church of...
Scientology.
Yeah.
And fame and money and greed.
Exactly. That's where I was going to go with it. And, I don't know, assault.
Man, well, you went dark there.
I mean, you were the one who said you couldn't walk from your hotel to the other hotel.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so it's those amount of days.
Mm-hmm. Four days?
Four days and a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday afternoon to Sunday morning.
Okay.
I went name brand Hertz because lately, you know, we've been buying my wife and I, we've been renting cars from these cheaper. And like again, I don't know if I'm saving any money doing that. It's just that like the Expedia spits that out or whatever.
Right.
But like those are weird things. Their hours are like 3 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. Yeah. And like they have weird things, and like sometimes you go and they're like, sorry, we're out of cars or something. Right.
Sometimes the cars are like 10 years old.
Yeah. So like Hertz, at least I know they'll have a car for me.
Right.
And they'll be located like somewhere near the airport if I say that like I want to pick it up from the airport.
And they have a great spokesperson.
Was OJ Hertz?
No. Who is OJ then? What's the other company?
Avis?
No. I think it was Hertz then. How do I not know this?
Yeah,
God,
how
I
the
feel
hell do we
so know? Embarrassed right now. I'll look it up. You keep talking.
Yeah. No, but you had to listen for once in your
goddamn
life. So there was okay, so it's that. And Tom,
It was Hertz. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry I yelled.
I think our microphones are a little too hot anyway. At the break, I want to turn them down a little bit, but you scream it. It was Hertz. It was Hertz.
Yeah.
Look, he's innocent, and he's out.
Right.
The juice is loose. Deal with it.
The juice is loose, too.
Yeah. All right. What do you think?
I think he's innocent.
Really?
Oh, wait. Was that what
you were
asking?
Do you think his son did it? Are you one of those guys?
No, although that's a compelling theory. No, of course he did it. But his son doing it is there's a lot of evidence there too.
Well, here's the thing that I was thinking earlier.
Have we never done a show about O.J. Simpson?
I don't know.
That's insane. That's like 90% of our off-camera talk. Anyway.
Yeah.
Off mic. We're filming this for a documentary.
it's gonna come out. It's gonna be 800 hours long. All right, so did you ever read the chapter in If I Did It where he hypothetically goes through the murder?
Even for us, this is going way off the rails. Damn. The show is supposed to be about Red Dead Redemption 2, for God's sake.
Yeah, but all right. So I want to get through two things.
All right.
Number one, I just want to finish my thought about OJ. And number two, I want you to guess how much I spent on this rental car.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this, OJ writes in this chapter, if it had happened, this is how it would have happened, and a guy came to his house. And he's like, my
like
friend Terry or something.
Yeah, an anonymous accomplice.
Yeah, and he's like, he told him some stuff about Nicole, and they went and, you know, I don't want to make light of this woman was murdered. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, he did that to, you know.
Yeah, like confuse the narrative or whatever.
Yeah, but what if that was his son?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that idea, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It would explain all the DNA.
And it would also explain, like, you know, very few people have a friend that's like, oh, you want to go, you know, like, confront your ex-wife with a knife? Yeah, I'll come along. Sure, why not?
And the other thing is, if that was the case,
mm-hmm.
and you were O.J. Simpson's son,
yeah,
and your dad, you and your dad murdered this woman together.
Yeah. His son from his first marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was like his former stepmom or whatever. So like they went and murdered a person together.
Two people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And then your dad was acquitted of it, and everybody's like, okay, moving on. And then your dad wrote a book that, like, potentially, like, if you were there, if you. That it was like, wouldn't you be like, hey, dad, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, hey, nobody was saying you went there with another guy.
Yeah, why don't we all just walk away?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my theory. Number two, how much do you think I spent on this rental car?
$50 a day.
Total. I want a total bill.
$200.
Hmm. $186.
Okay. Close.
Yeah, I guess we kind of do know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, too. All right. Well, I hope we both have safe trips. Red Dead Redemption 2. Tom?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
So it's a video game, and we were starting to talk about this beforehand, and I was like, why am I explaining this to you now? We should be doing it on a microphone.
Yeah. Tom,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a gamer.
Yeah,
I'm not one of them goofy gamers out there.
So Red Dead Redemption 2 is actually the third Red Dead game. There's Red Dead Revolver.
Mm.
I think that was a PS2 game, like Xbox era. Red Dead Redemption, which was a sequel to Red Dead Revolver. That was a PS3, Xbox 360 game.
PlayStation 3.
Yeah. And then Red Dead Redemption 2, which is the new game that just came out last week.
You know a game that I'd like to see?
What's that?
Grateful Dead Redemption.
You'd like to see them redeem finally?
Yeah. I feel like they get a bum rap.
Yeah.
From people like me who don't like their music or their fans or like their vibe.
Yeah. You'd like to see them redeemed, see them come out and say, hey, we don't do drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
We're
and,
against
hey,
drugs.
Don't be a dope. Don't smoke dope.
Yeah.
Rhymes.
Red Dead Redemption 2, the current game, is actually the third Red Dead game.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
But,
Red Dead Revolver.
But listen, it also takes place 12 years before Red Dead Redemption.
Wow.
Maybe before Red Dead Revolver? I don't know. It might be a prequel to everything. I never played... I played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 1, but not much. And now...
Wait, take a step back. This is a video game.
So it's a video game. It's made by Rockstar, who are famously making the Grand Theft Auto games.
Nice. Do they still make Grand Theft Auto games?
Well,
after that whole hot coffee
yes.
controversy,
like maybe 15 years ago,
yeah,
yes, they've somehow overcome that and made more games. So they Grand Theft Auto 5 at this point came out like five.
Is that Vice City?
No, Tim, that's like close to 20 years ago. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out PS3 and Xbox 360 like right at the tail end of when those consoles were on their way out.
What PlayStation are they up to now?
PlayStation 4.
Okay.
But they're only up to Xbox One, which is very confusing.
Wow.
But anyway.
Is it a reboot situation?
No, I don't know. So that game, Grand Theft Auto 5, came out years ago on the previous generation system at the tail end of their life. And then, like, I don't know, like 16 months later, they came out with like new versions of that game for the current system.
Red Dead Redemption?
No, of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Why are we talking about that?
Because you asked me about it.
Okay.
There's not a new Grand Theft Auto anywhere on the horizon, but they do Grand Theft Auto Online. They do. I sound like such a fucking grandpa.
Guess what? Compared to everybody who plays these games, you are.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, like, the online version of that game, apparently, like, they're making more money off of Grand Theft Auto 5 than they ever did by just selling virtual currency to, you know, people that are...
Virtual currency, man. It's not worth it.
We should sell virtual currency. That's the game to get into.
Yeah.
You tell people, I mean, that used to just be like counterfeiting, but somehow nowadays you can be like, oh, I have a currency. Yeah, it's not on Disney any bucks. Of the exchanges. Yeah, right. But Disney.
We should sell Disney bucks.
Nobody like Disney. Disney never tried to get people to like buy big packages of Disney bucks.
I don't know. What's the exchange rate for Disney bucks? Was it just $1 is one Disney?
Yeah,
buck?
I thought it was just. I mean, that was the Jeffrey dollars was 1-to-1.
Yeah, but that was just a gift certificate.
And what do you think Disney bucks is, Tim?
I thought Disney bucks was
maybe you can earn it through.
No, I thought it was like pay 80 bucks and you'll get 100 Disney bucks. And then the geniuses in the boardrooms at the Walt Disney Company were just like, look, we'll make it so that you can't spend all, you know, like,
yeah,
you like there'll you'll have no to buy even... 100 more dollars or yeah, there'll yeah. be no like.
Well, I think that is how like most virtual currencies work in games.
Mm.
Where it's kind of like, yeah, you can buy like 100 bucks of this currency, and the thing you want is 80 bucks of this currency. So now you have 20 that either like we're just going to keep, or you're going to have to buy another bundle of money right. to use that.
Tom, let me just ask one thing of you. Mm-hmm. If you ever see me buying any kind of virtual currency,
yeah,
just throw me out of a window.
Gladly.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully through...
A good excuse to finally do it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they make windows in high buildings that like...
out of sugar glass?
Yeah, exactly. So you might have to open the window first.
Oh, okay.
As much fun as it would be to go through a plate glass window.
What if I bring sugar glass pane?
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want. Go nuts. You know what? Murder me any way you want if you see me buying this virtual currency. I deserve it.
So Rockstar has been making a goddamn fortune off of Grand Theft Auto, like, even to this day. Like,
who started Rockstar Games? Vince Neil and Tommy Lee?
Presumably. How else would they be able to look themselves in the face with that name like that?
Yeah.
But now this is, you know, their first big game in like, I don't know, probably at least 3 to 5 years. Red Dead Redemption 2.
And everybody really liked Red Dead Redemption.
People love that game. Yeah.
What's the red in Red Dead Redemption? Is it Morgan Freeman's character in the Shawshank Redemption?
I think it's just a name.
Red Shawshank
yeah,
Redemption.
Yeah, but he's not in it. And it takes place like 100 years ago during the Wild West. It actually takes place to connect this a little bit.
I don't think you knew when the Wild West was, but go.
Well, the tail end of the Wild West. As the Wild West was being tamed.
Wow. By Mr. Red Dead?
No, there's nobody named Red in the game as far as I am aware. This game actually, I think, might take place somewhat along the lines of when Frankenstein was happening.
Wow.
So maybe there's crossover potential there. Maybe they'll introduce Frankenstein into this game. Boy, another way made me happier. But it takes place in the Wild West. But again, it's like as the Wild West is being tamed and like cowboys and outlaws, more outlaws than cowboys, outlaws are being no longer able to be outlaws. There's too much law.
Billy the Kid.
Yeah, he's not in it.
I
don't think there are any like real life people, at least in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Just
and
red.
I should say that... for people playing the game, there's not really going to be any spoilers in this because even though I've played this game, I think probably like close to like 20 or 30 hours now, I'm only on chapter 2. I'm like barely out of the tutorial.
Is this a long game?
I have to freaking imagine it is. This game is gigantic. This is probably the most gigantic game I've ever played. I'm sure there are bigger games, but this game... Boy, it's huge. It's a big game.
I have two things that I know about Red Dead Redemption 2.
All right.
Number one,
mm-hmm.
apparently they were working their, what are video game makers called?
Employees.
Employees to the bone.
Yeah, controversy or controversy, depending on how you say it, about this game. has been that, and it's a controversy that's 100% their fault. Like in the, like it was right before, like a week before the game came out, in the pre-release hype, as they're all doing press and interviews, one of the like high up people at the company was bragging about how like they're so focused on the game. The game's so good that they were spending 100 hours a week working on it towards the end.
Like each employee?
Each employee. Okay. Not collectively.
Like collectively, it's like, well, how many employees?
Collectively, like, each of us is putting in 15 hours a week minimum. No, 100 hours a week. And Rockstar is an absolutely gigantic company. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of employees.
So this is a bunch of guys. 1 1 0 0 1 1 1 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0.
I mean, the thing that all of this kind of, you know, again, this guy was kind of bragging about it, and then people were like, oh, that, wait a minute, that sounds horrible. That sounds like, you know, slave labor conditions. Who wants to work a job 100 hours a week? And that is one of the things that, you know, people's eyes, it seems, have been a little bit opened about when you make a game this massive and especially this detailed. There's a lot of, you know, somebody's got to be making all the freaking trees and rocks.
Yeah,
and
there's
dirt.
It's a man hour for every whisker on one of these man's faces.
Yeah, no, there. It's just such a complex game. It's definitely the most detailed, complex game I've ever played, and you can totally see when you're playing it. Oh, I could see how this would take 1,000 people working 100-hour weeks to do all of this, because there's just so much in it. You know how big the game is, Tim? The storage space?
A garage.
100 gigabytes.
Wow.
It came on two discs. Two discs. An old throwback to Metal Gear Solid.
Wow.
When games would come on two discs.
I remember when it came on.
And these are two like dual layer Blu-rays.
Wow.
And your daddy's CDs.
Yeah. Don't talk about my dad's CD collection. He got rid of his record collection for
There's
it.
There's a lot of Beatles reissues.
Yeah. Tom, don't you think it was better when we didn't know about things like that? Not that we didn't know about people, poor working conditions.
Uh-huh.
But like when we were kids,
yeah.
Did you have any goddamn idea how a video game was made?
No, I had no idea how.
And that was back when
it
was like River City Ransom was like it was like.
But that's the difference. If somebody was like, well, you know, they were working 100-hour weeks to make River City Ransom, you would be like, really? I think I could make this in like an afternoon.
Yeah.
Because it's not as detailed.
Right.
And these things, I think it's more that people have just kind of not thought about it. And once you tell them, people are like, oh, yeah, why didn't I notice that before? That makes sense.
Okay, number two.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's the other thing?
I heard that it had the biggest opening weekend of anything ever. Like, it made the most money.
Yeah.
Out of any, like, artistic or commercial endeavor.
Like any entertainment product, yeah. Or consumer product.
Which makes you think like they'd have the money to pay those guys pretty well if they're working 100-hour weeks. I'm sure it all trickles down.
Even a bigger week than gasoline?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, a lot of people buy gasoline.
Yeah, but like a lot of people decided to forego gasoline this week. Because they were too busy fighting outlaws in the Wild West.
I mean, that makes sense. I think
redeeming Mr. Red Dead himself.
When Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, I knew that had like the biggest weekend of anything ever, or week, whatever it is. So yeah, I could totally see that Red Dead's been anticipated for a very long time. And especially nowadays where it's like, you want the regular edition or the special edition or the collector's edition or et cetera, et cetera.
So what is Red Dead?
Damn. Look, so the game is your cowboy.
Yeah, but what? Is it like...
It's just like a saying, I think, you
Why
know?
Why not make it rude dude?
You could. You right? could. Rude dude redemption.
Hey, we're redeeming a rude dude this week.
Yeah, I mean, there's no... Well, yeah, there is like a little redemption in it because you're playing an outlaw that's like kind of trying... You know, he's being squeezed out by civilization. And he's like kind of trying to do right. Well, it's
What's
up to
coming
you.
In? Like Buicks? I don't understand.
No, like the trains, man. The trains and the law.
Okay.
The federal government.
Oh, the feds.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, this is an anti-government game?
A little bit.
Nice.
You know, it's like, you know, the...
Do you think one day they'll make a video game about the Bundys where they're like...
Al and Peg?
Yeah, I wish.
No, because like I played a mission where like you meet a guy from New York City and he's like, "Ooh, I'm from New York."
Oh, I see what this is. Pandering to flyover country.
Yeah, flyover country 100 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Although it is entirely up to you how rude of a dude you want to be. So you can be a real piece of shit, or you can try and be like a hero. And like it's always kind of tabulating how you're like a role playing game, like how you're seen by everybody.
Explain more.
So like, let's say I'm riding a horse in the game down the road. It's not really a road; it's like a trail.
I don't like this.
And I see you. Now I have a bunch of choices when I see you. Of course, I could just ignore you and keep going. But I could see you and go, "Hey, partner," like a real friendly guy.
Right.
I could stop.
Hey, it's me, Red.
Arthur Morgan, that's his name.
Huh.
I could stop you and be like, "Hey, hold up a minute." And then when you stop, maybe you'll get mad if I ask you to stop. Maybe you'll be okay.
Maybe I was in a rush.
Yeah. And when I stop you, I could...
I'm going to save a lady that's been tied to the train tracks. I don't got time to talk to Arthur Morgan.
So one of the things you can do is you can tie somebody up and leave them on the train tracks.
Nice.
But anyway, I could say hi to you again, or I could be like...
Why were they tying ladies to the railroad tracks?
It was only bad guys doing that.
Snidely Whiplash. Do you get to play as Snidely Whiplash ever?
No, you play as Red.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, So anyway, Tim, we were talking about I'm riding down the road. I run into you. You're a non-playable character. I can say hi to you, but I could stop you.
I'm an artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I'm a Jude Law.
I could antagonize you. I could be like, hey, that's a dumb hat you're wearing.
Do you get to make up the insult?
No, it's just a button that says antagonize.
Okay. How many, like... Are there a lot of alts for like...
Oh, yeah. A million different lines.
That sounds like a good game.
And like your character will...
it's 100 gigabytes. Most of it is insults.
Yeah. And like your character is then going to respond to me antagonizing you. You might be meek. You might argue me back.
Yeah, not likely.
You might pull a gun on me for saying such a thing. Or I could... press a button that says rob, and I could say, hey, I'm robbing you, and you might be like, you're not gonna rob me. And then I could press another button, take my gun out, and you'd be like, oh god. But then you might be like, ah, you're still not gonna rob me. And then I could point my gun in the air and shoot it, and you might be like, oh, I'm scared.
Can you bypass that and just shoot me?
Oh yeah, you can just shoot anyone at any time. But
I don't like this game.
But
I don't like gun violence. I just want to go on record and say that.
But that's going to negatively impact your perception.
Yeah, when you press the A button, you get negatively.
No, like if you're going around just shooting people going about their day, that's everybody's gonna hear about that and be like, "This guy's a real piece of shit." Plus. So another big thing in the game is, like regardless of how a confrontation happens, if it happens, so like, let's say I shoot you dead,
cold blood.
Yeah. Cold blood right in the heart. Oh, you can also do like a bullet time thing. You can like slow down time.
Nice.
And it slows down time and lets you like pick the points where you want to shoot somebody in the order you want to shoot them in. And then when you're done, time goes back to regular speed and you go like, blam, 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 Old West style. And like, you know, I shoot you in the arm, the head, yeah, I shoot your horse because I don't like the way the horse is looking at me. Or maybe...
Look, Tom, I'm generally anti-horse.
I don't even want to get into the horse stuff yet.
But I don't think a horse should just be shot based on looks.
But sometimes if somebody's chasing you, it might be a better idea to shoot their horse in the head. And then they go flying off the horse, and that kills them.
I don't think I like this game. Who's chasing you?
Bad guys. Well, sometimes.
But like the horse isn't bad. Have they like indoctrinated the horse somehow?
No, some of the horses, they're true believers. They're all in on these gangs.
In some cases, the horse is the ringleader.
Well, that'd be terrifying. But so
imagine a horse pitching you on a terrorist attack.
So even if like, let's say it was somebody, let's say like I say hi to you and you're like, yeah, hi, put them up, partner. And you try to rob me. So the same thing can happen the other way.
Yeah. Because you never know. It's the Old West.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Or somebody could be like, help me, mister, help me. And you'll be like, oh, I'll be a good Samaritan and help this guy. And then you get off your horse and you're like, hey, what's going on there? Then you'd be like, ah, April Fools. They don't say April Fools. That wouldn't make them say sound very tough. But they might be like, put them up. Give me all your money. And you could choose. You could be like, you know what? I don't want a problem here. And you can give them your money. You can surrender to them. Or you could be like, oh, let me just get out of my back pocket, hit the slow motion thing, and be like, I'm going to get out my gun, shoot you right in the head.
I mean, this slow motion and bullet time thing.
Yeah.
Those seem unfair. Are those doled out?
Yeah. You deplete it. And okay. You constantly have to rebuild. You constantly have to rebuild it.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because the ways that I know so far that you can rebuild it are either through like tonics. You know, there are like tonics for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
In real life.
Yeah.
I've been thinking of getting into tinctures.
Because you think they're tonics. You can even in this game, you can take hair tonic and it works because your hair and beard and facial hair in general grow in real time. And people will treat you differently based on how you look. And you can choose to, like, shave or grow, like, a mustache or have, like, a half beard, half mustache, comb your hair, or not comb your hair, pomade your hair, cut your hair, everything. And people will treat you based on how you look.
Yeah. That's cool. Like somebody would be like, oh, this guy looks like he stepped right out of Stillwater.
No, it's literally seems like cool. If you go into the big cities and you've got a giant beard and shoulder length hair, people, and you haven't bathed in days, people are like, whoa, it's a wild man. But if you shave, you cut your hair nice, you pomade it, you go to one of the hotels, get a bath, you go for the deluxe bath where a woman with a large chest comes in and she bathes you.
Wait.
What?
Hold on. There's a part where perverts can play this game and like live out some weird fantasy.
Yeah, a deluxe bath fantasy.
A deluxe bath? I hate video games.
It's you all on the it's all on the up and up. It's just a.
Is there nudity in this game?
Not that I've come across yet.
All right.
No, I'll tell you what. This game's pretty woke.
Yeah, that they have a busty lady bathe you.
Look, it's not the fact that she's busty has nothing to do with it. It's just an honest woman working on
a strange coincidence.
But anyway, my thing I was going to say is like, say you try.
We randomly generated a woman's body type, and it just happened to be this.
It was like in Weird Science where they hooked up that bra to the computer to make the woman.
Bra to the computer?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that they hooked up.
I never saw the movie, but I was a big fan of the USA TV series.
Well, that makes you a certifiable creep. So anyway,
the only thing I had access to at the time.
Let's say there's a random encounter and you're a robber and you try and rob me, but I get the draw and I tell you like, hey, look, pal, you don't want to do this. And you're like, yeah, shut up. And I'm like, all right, you asked for it. And I plug you. Let's say now.
Well, you get the lingo down and everything. Yeah. It's admirable.
Let's say now I'm like, well, the guy's dead. I might as well check his pockets and see what he, you know, if he's got some money and stuff. But now while I'm doing that, another guy is coming down the road and he sees me doing this and, hey, that doesn't look good. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm going to go tell the law. So he runs off to go tell the law. And now you're like, oh, God damn it. Now I got to chase that guy down.
Does he verbalize that? Or do
yeah.
You just, well, who would be dumb enough to verbalize
well,
that?
Well, I mean, it's a video game. So you have to have some, you have to know that guy is going to go tell.
Why can't you just glean it?
So then you can chase that guy down and you can like threaten him. Like if you tell anyone, I'll kill you. And then like trust him if he's going to keep up with that or not. Or you can do what I like to do, which is hog tie him and leave him on the train tracks. Teach him a lesson.
Do you come back? And do trains? Is there like a train schedule that runs?
Oh, 100%. And you can rob trains? You can ride trains?
I would just sit by the tracks and watch the trains come and go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you shouldn't do, which is shoot the conductor or the engineer. Drive the train yourself into the city because as soon as you get into the city, they realize you're not the engineer.
Why don't you take his clothes?
Yeah, I guess you can. Oh, I think they still would have known, like, that's not Ron, the
like
normal
Ron
engineer.
Ron called in sick.
Well, I don't think you could do that.
Why not?
Because
that's what I do in real life.
When I steal somebody's clothes and take their identity.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, you wouldn't be like, I'm Ron, but, yeah. If they're like, hey, Ron usually comes in here on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, Ron's not here today. Like, it's fine. You
he
should
has
be able to
consumption.
Yeah, he had typhoid.
His Legionnaire's disease.
You should be able to at least buy yourself enough time. Tom, can I ask you this?
Uh huh.
What's the point of this game? You're a guy,
uh-huh.
Right? Look, you get to choose whether you're good or bad, I mm-hmm. guess.
Yeah.
But, like, how old do you imagine Red is in this game?
He's probably, like, around 40.
Okay. So, he's lived a life. This man
yeah.
has lived a life.
Oh, so...
Right? So, mm-hmm. like, he has a reputation. It's not
right.
like you're starting
well, I'm
fresh.
I'm skipping part of it because, like, the beginning of the game... really sets up the story. And the story is basically you're one of like maybe like 30 outlaws that are traveling together. And that's where like the outlaws are all different shapes and sizes. Like, you know, not all of them are like outlaw cowboys. Some are just like people that don't fit into society. Like, and this is like the best option for them.
Incels?
No, not incels. Like there's one character who is half African American and half Native American, and basically is like, oh, nobody in this world wants anything to do with me, so I'm gonna like join up with you guys because you guys are treating me like a normal person.
Mm.
So
Red's an okay guy.
Yeah, well, depending on how you play him,
he's welcoming to the outcasts.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of just outcasts. Like there are a lot of women that are part of the group that, you know, some of them are prostitutes, but some are just like, no, I like my husband was killed.
I mean, even if they're prostitutes, Tom.
It's true.
What does that mean? Well, you shouldn't care about them.
Well, I'm saying like
them.
They're literal lawbreakers. They're breaking the law. But
we must always follow the rules.
But then, like, one of the women in the gang is just like...
you look down on the prostitutes in the gang, but you go for that deluxe bath every time.
It's only 50 cents more. But, like, there's a woman in the gang who, like, the rival gang, like, killed her husband, and she's just like... You know, what do I like, and burned her house down. So she's like, oh, I have nothing left. So like, I'm going to join you guys. So it's a bunch of misfits.
Right.
Oh boy, these O'Driscolls, that's the rival gang, the O'Driscolls. They stink. We
I don't
hate
like the
them.
Sound of them.
No,
that's
we don't like them
name.
At all. But one of the guys in the gang was part of the O'Driscolls gang.
So he's got some intel.
Yeah, he kind of like flipped. You like kind of make him flip. So there's a whole bunch of people, and they're all in a camp. A big part of the game is this camp, which is fun. You like camping?
Yeah, I do, and I don't.
And the camp is kind of like a...
I don't like camping when the O'Driscolls are afoot.
Well, yeah, join the club.
Yeah.
The camp is kind of this, like, community where, like, when you're doing stuff, like, you can choose how much money you want to contribute to the camp, put in the camp fund for everyone. You can bring back meat and bring it to this man, and he'll make it into a stew for everyone.
I mean, how hard is that?
What?
I would be that guy.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing.
I'd be the stew master.
No, you can't play as the man who makes the stew. It'd be a very boring game. But you can play as...
For some of us, I don't know, I would enjoy it.
But you can play as somebody who's...
Oh, stew simulator.
Whose priorities are, you know,
that,
supporting the camp. Or you can play as somebody who doesn't give a shit about the camp and, like, kills anyone he comes across. It's completely up to you. But you were saying, like, what's the point of the game? I'm not sure. This is a very slow and very tedious game where so far...
Slow and tedious?
Yeah.
You're using this as amusement.
Yeah.
Why not just go back and watch some episodes of the Larry Sanders Show? That's what I do.
Like,
when
a
I
lot
online.
Of times you'll be like, you need to go do this mission, and here it is on the map, and you're like, oh, god damn it, that's like a 20-minute horse ride, and you're just riding a horse, and like things will pop up. That's at least for me, the trickiest thing about the game is like as you're riding to places, like a million options you'll pass people on the road, people ask for help.
It's like life, man.
Yeah, and there's a million ways.
So many people are asking me for help as I walk down the street,
and there's a million ways to get sidetracked. But it's not really sidetracked. That's the game.
Hey, the journey is the destination.
No, and that's what it is. Like, and this game, in a lot of ways, kind of bucks a lot of trends of, like, you know, these open world games that are all about, like, just completion and, like...
Open world? Give me Odd World. So I say when it comes to video games.
And they're just about, like, you know, checking off boxes, where this game really is, like, No, you gotta like ride up to the mountains. It's gonna take a half hour or so. Like, enjoy.
Jesus Christ.
Enjoy just like looking at the mountains.
Really?
Enjoy nature. Yeah, a lot of the game is just enjoying nature.
Why not enjoy the real things in life? Tom, I know you want to talk about the horses. We're running out of time.
Oh, God, we're running out of time already?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
you
wow,
can,
yeah.
You can check all you want, my friend.
All right, so horses are...
And also, I got to get out of here pretty soon because I want to get pizza from Little Caesars before I...
Oh, it sounds like you're on a mission of your own.
Yeah, they close at 11:30, and it's already 10:20.
Horses are a big part of this game, Tim. The horses are incredibly realistic.
Like majestic.
Majestic.
Tom,
there are...
I was walking through Central Park the other day.
Mm-hmm.
One of these horses is going to go wild one day, and it's not going to be pretty. They're going to get these horses out of there. These horses are too
horses
goddamn big.
Central Park for like 150 years.
Yeah, I know.
It's mostly fine. I think you're severely overestimating the damage.
Look into the
do.
Eyes of all these horses, and one of them is about to fucking just lose it.
So the horses in Red Dead, you can steal horses. You can buy horses. You can find wild horses and tame them. All kinds of things. But once you got a horse, it's like a whole other thing to take care of. You got to feed the horse. You got to brush the horse. You got to press a button.
this is a game for 7-year-old girls.
Yeah, there's a button.
I'll feed him. I'll brush his mane. I will go and ride the horse.
So there's a dedicated button just to praise the horse.
Really?
Just to say like, good girl.
That's nice.
Because you have to build up your bond with
is
the horse.
Hey, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a button to praise God?
No. Sadly, there's not.
Yeah, not going to play this game anytime soon.
You have to build up a bond with the horse because if you build up a bond, the horse is going to like trust you to go into deeper rivers than it really wants to. It's going to respond to you whistling for it from further away.
Do you get to choose the whistle?
You don't get to choose, but there's a bunch of different whistles. And actually, it's one of the things I love to do in the game because if you keep pressing the button, he goes like he does a bunch of different whistles and he's like, "Hey, oh, ah, ah." Hey, come here. Whoa, it's a lot of fun.
I like this.
Hey, girl.
It's a girl.
I think it's always a girl when he says it. You don't, yeah, I mean, I haven't noticed like any horse penises in the game.
That's good.
But
I don't want any real or fictitious animal genitals ever.
But let me tell you.
To be in my presence.
At least the horse I've got taking a shit all the time.
Really?
All the time.
We don't need to see that.
Dumps are coming out of this horse's butt. Anytime I like get off and like...
That's the other reason they should get these horses out of Central Park. No, wait. There's three reasons. One is
eventually they're going to go on a mass...
Just go to Central Park. I dare you. And look one of these horses in the eye. It's a matter of days. Number two,
mm-hmm.
Pooping everywhere.
Yeah.
Number three, it's not humane.
But then the horses too, like say you kill a guy, and then I would never. You loot him, and then you're like, let's see what he's got in his saddlebags. And you go over and you press the button to search his saddlebags. Sometimes that horse will kick you because it knows you're not, the guy that rides it. So then you've either got to praise the horse and pat it and be like, good girl, hey, easy there, or you can just shoot the horse and then search its saddlebags.
Did I ever tell you about the tow truck driver that kept saying, "They shoot horses, don't they?" to me?
I don't think so.
My car died on the Long Island Expressway.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I ran that car into the ground, too. It's like, I put like, 300,000 miles on
it. An old beater.
Yeah. And, the guy was like, "Did you run out of gas?" I was like, "No, I didn't run out of gas." He's like, ah, you ran her into the ground. I was like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. He's like, eh, they shoot horses, don't they? And then he said that like another four times in like the 8 minute drive to the garage that we were going to.
I recently robbed a man in the game and accidentally shot his horse, and the horse was suffering a lot. When I went over to it, I could either use one of my horse revivers on it.
What is a horse reviver?
It's just like a, it's a tonic.
See, this is where this is like,
yeah, the tonics are a little unrealistic. Yeah. But
I don't know, maybe the tinctures in real life.
But I could revive the horse or I could kill it and put it out of its misery. And I was like, well, I've only got three horse tonics. I'm not going to waste a horse tonic because recently before that, I was walking around a camp looking at stuff. And all of a sudden I hear my horse going fucking crazy. And I turn around and this dumb horse followed me and walked right through the fire. And was my horse is on fire. And I'm panicking. The horse is panicking. I'm like, why'd you walk into the fire, you dummy? Don't follow me all that close. I'm yelling at the screen. So I had to use a horse reviver on it because this is my horse, Larry 2, because Larry 1. Larry 1 didn't fall off a cliff. Larry 1, I jumped on the wrong horse, and I just lost Larry 1 forever.
He's just like
Larry One's out living his life somewhere.
That's probably for the
best.
Yeah,
it's probably nice. Yeah. So I had to get a new horse. I named it Larry Two.
What about Balky?
if Larry Two dies, I'll start on Balky.
All
right. Or you know, I think you can have three horses in the stable. Maybe I'll get a new horse and name it Balky. Yeah. So I got a new horse. I gave it a red mohawk and like a silver braided tail, so I'd recognize it and wouldn't jump on the wrong damn horse again. But that horse walked into the fire, so I didn't want to waste a horse tonic on this other horse that I had accidentally shot. So I was like, I'll put it out of its misery, thinking like, he'll shoot him in the head. But you press that button, he takes out a knife and just shoves it in the horse's throat. And the horse is just like, before it finally dies. It's like, I would have just left all this. None of this. I don't think any of that stuff matters if I just left a horse to writhe in pain before it died. But it was the right thing to do to put it down with a pig hunting knife in the throat. And this game does not glamorize horse violence, I want to say, too.
Sounds like it does.
No, because every
and
time...
Furthermore.
No, because every time a horse gets killed in the game, it's so horrific that you're like, oh, God, I wish this game didn't have horses at all. I feel horrible about everything that's going on. But I give my horse a lot of pets, give it a lot of carrots, and boy, we've really come close, me and Larry 2. Me and Larry 2 are in it for the long haul, I think.
I don't feel like I know anything about this game.
No, and like I said, Tim, I've been playing this game for like 30 hours, and... I feel like I'm playing it wrong. I'm only on chapter 2 of... I presume there aren't, like, just 3 chapters. I presume there's, like, a dozen chapters or so.
You're still on the first disc?
You don't have to swap discs anymore.
Like okay. Because
you install them.
Okay.
Nowadays. But, yeah, boy, it's just a lot. It's a lot of responsibility. I got like,
all right.
Because in the game, I got to take care of myself, which is like real life. I have to take care of myself. I have to like make sure I'm eating and taking baths and shaving and cutting my hair.
Getting the deluxe bath.
Making sure I have an extra 50 cents for the deluxe bath. But then like I have to, you know, brush this horse all
doing,
the time.
Out in Las Vegas, are you going to get the deluxe bath?
Hey, if they offer it. Because the regular bath's already a quarter, so. And you don't get a bath. Like, I thought when I rent a hotel room in these places, like, oh, I'll take a bath in my hotel room, but there's no bath in the hotel. I don't think there's even a toilet.
All right. If you like the show, learn more about it at tcgte.com. If you're on Facebook, do the thing on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Twitter at completeguide. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at yourpaltim.
I'm on both those at Tom Reynolds.
Hey, you want to support the show? There are a couple easy ways to do it. Number one, we have a Patreon, tcgte.com/pledge. You get a new episode of Fast Food Friday or Riverdale Review or the DC Minute. What? The Justice League Minute. You know.
Which is a lot. Hey, longer than a minute.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, free week, or not free, the weekly mini-sodes of things. And if you're doing your Amazon shopping, you can do it at tcgte.com/Amazon. You get to the same Amazon that you know and love, and we get a little bit of a kickback there. Also, there's a Reddit thing that people are starting to be nicer on.
tcgte.reddit.com. Yeah, so I don't know, this game's like taken up my entire weekend. I played it no exaggeration, well, I guess 20 hours would be exaggeration, maybe like a dozen hours. And again, I feel like I'm playing it wrong. I mean, it's engrossing, like it's and it's also by far the best looking game I've ever seen.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
And this, look, did you have more to say? You did have more to say. It's the best looking game you've ever seen.
Yeah, best looking game.
And you're not just talking about the girls that give you the deluxe.
The deluxe bath. No, and I would say, too, like, this actually does my problem. Like, GTA 5 looked great and was fun to play, but, like, GTA games are written to appeal to 12-year-olds. Like, it's the dumbest humor, like, the... Like, they don't really understand what parody is, and I don't know. Those games, like, didn't resonate with me writing-wise, where this is, like, yeah, it's a Western, and, like, they're not breaking the mold too much. It's a 100% better written game. So, like, it's nice to see them using the amazing technology that they've built to make these games to, like, tell a better story.
Here's my question, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is getting better, yeah. Right? Things are more realistic.
Yeah, especially horses.
Right. There are open worlds where you can make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this technology can be used to foster empathy? Whereas, you know, maybe you limit what people can do in terms of bullet time and slow motion and stuff. But if there were like for me, like a life in the Rust Belt simulator. Mm-hmm. And if for them, there was like a life in New York City simulator. Mm-hmm. And we could use these things. Cause like you were talking about how like sometimes you'll just ride a horse for a half hour and just have to like look around and stuff. Like I think, people in Ohio would be like, Tim has to like go on the fucking subway every morning.
No,
like,
the people,
you know, like he's just as oppressed as I am. We should rise up against
the people in Ohio. They can play Spider-Man to get a taste of what life in New York City's like.
What can I get for a taste of Ohio life?
Well, that you play Red Dead Redemption. I mean, it'll give you a taste of what it was like 100 years ago, but.
That's pretty much Ohio now, you're saying?
Yeah. They've evolved, you know, more slowly than us, where we...
Bold.
No.
Bold claim.
Where we now have Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, swinging around the city.
Yeah, they don't have a radioactive spider in that whole state.
Yeah, they haven't evolved that far. They're still, you know, cowboys and guns. I don't think it can like give you empathy for like different ways of life, but it is like a very good.
No, not this game.
Yeah.
But can they make a game?
No, but I was going to say for this.
Should we be aiming for that instead of these stupid, other games?
No, but I was going to say for this game, like, it does teach you a lot about, morality because like every action in this game has consequences. Like it is not. It is a murder simulator in that you can murder people, but when you do that, it has like dire consequences where it's like.
Yeah, but you don't have to live with those consequences.
You do in the game, though.
But you can just start over.
But like, God, the idea of starting over when I'm only at chapter 2. Like, I've had The game is actually very complicated to play, like the controls, because there are just so many things you can do. So, like, the second mission I played, I accidentally pressed the wrong button and, like, took out a gun and just, like, shot it at nothing. And, like, all hell broke loose because it was a place where, like, you should not be shooting a gun. And, like, even now my character is, like, dealing with the consequences of that mistake. But you know, in the game, it was a mistake. The character deliberately took out a gun and did it. So I do like that about the game, that teaches you actions have reactions. You don't want everybody treating you like an asshole? Take a nice deluxe bath and put some pomade in your hair.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.